Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
All right, folks, welcome back to Mental War. Your daily dose of Spartan discipline, your one-stop shop for crushing procrastination and leveling up your life. I'm your host, Hunter Rivers, here to help you ditch the excuses and unlock your inner badass. Ever feel like you're just drifting through life? Like you have these big dreams, but no real plan on how to get there? You know that feeling when you look back at the year and wonder where all the time went? Well, let me tell you something. You're not alone. But the good news is, we can change that. Today's episode is all about mastering the art of goal setting, turning those fuzzy dreams into actionable steps, and finally making some serious progress. Think of this as your blueprint for success, a Spartan training program for your mind. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will transform your approach to goals. First things first, be specific. Vague goals are like ships without sails. They have potential but no direction. Instead of saying, "I want to be healthier," try something like, "I'm going to run a 5K in 3 months." It's measurable, it's realistic, and it gives you a clear target to aim for. Think about it like this. You wouldn't just say, "I want to build a house." You'd break it down into smaller tasks, like laying the foundation, framing the walls, and installing the roof. Same goes for your goals. Second, make them achievable. This isn't about setting yourself up for failure. It's about starting small and building momentum. You wouldn't expect to climb Mount Everest on your first hike, right? So, set realistic milestones along the way that keep you motivated and moving forward. Celebrate those small victories. They add up. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, but every brick laid got them closer. Third, write them down. I know it sounds old school, but there's something powerful about physically writing down your goals. It makes them feel more real and tangible. Plus, when you see them written out, you're more likely to stay accountable and track your progress. Think of it as a contract with yourself, a reminder of what you committed to achieving. Fourth, review them regularly. Life happens, things change, and sometimes our goals need to evolve too. Schedule time each week or month to review your goals, assess your progress, and make adjustments if needed. It's like checking the GPS. Are you still on track, or do you need to reroute? And finally, don't be afraid to seek support. Having a friend, mentor, or coach who can cheer you on, hold you accountable, and offer encouragement can make all the difference. We all need a tribe to lean on when things get tough, remember? Even Spartans had their battle buddies. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been wanting to start her own baking business for years. She has this incredible talent for creating mouth-watering cakes and pastries, but she's been stuck in the someday phase. Sound familiar? She always tells herself, "I'll start next month," or "after I finish this project," but nothing ever happens. Then one day she listens to our Mental War podcast, boom. She gets inspired and decides to take action. She writes down a specific goal. Launch my online bakery by the end of summer. She breaks it down into smaller steps. Learning website design, sourcing ingredients, creating a marketing plan, and even practicing her pitching skills. She connects with other aspiring entrepreneurs online for support, joins a local baking class to hone her craft, and starts sharing pictures of her creations on social media. Sarah is now actively working towards her dream. She's making it happen. Remember, folks, goal setting isn't just about dreaming big. It's about taking those dreams seriously, breaking them down into manageable steps, and consistently putting in the work. It's like training for a marathon. You don't expect to run 26 miles on your first attempt, right? You start with smaller runs, gradually increasing your distance, and before you know it, you're crossing that finish line. So, my challenge to you today is this. Take 5 minutes to write down your top 3 goals. Make them specific, achievable, and exciting. Share them with a friend or family member for support. And most importantly, take action. Even the smallest step in the right direction counts. Stay strong, stay focused, and remember, you got this. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries and crushing your goals like the Spartan warriors you are. And don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of unstoppable minds together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.